Did you get my email? I just sent him an email.
No,
no,
I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I sent him an email asking him to send us information on who he's representing.
Do you have any idea who he is?
I don't, Larry, no.
I spoke to this guy at great length. All he gets to see the email says Pettis and Costco.
Right. So what actually do they do when they come in and inspect a warehouse anyway?
Well, most of the people go through a warehouse and they charge of them looking for firearms to make sure that we're in compliance with the local laws. The local laws, they say that you can't have goods stacked 3 feet from the ceiling. There has to be a 3 foot clearance or 2 foot clearance, or some places even a 4 foot clearance.
Okay.
Local fire laws, and they want to see if you're, you know, whether you signed up, whether you get armed security, whether you have responses, whether you signed up to police, private people. I mean, the last one, this and that act, spent about 40 minutes checking over the sprinkler system.
Oh, really? So they don't even really look at the merchandise, then?
There's no merchandise to look at. You know, there was all types of merchandise that I made in your windows, you know, the stuff here and here and here, and these 12-watt containers here.
So they really don't even, they're not even concerned about the merchandise or anything like that, if there's merchandise there or not.
Some of them are. Others could care less. They want to make sure that there's no electrical wires, that they can see a fire extinguisher that's been serviced within the last year. They check the tags of the fire extinguishers. I mean, different people have different things they're looking for, and I can never figure out what they're going to want.
Right.
You know, the last woman who came in, I was with her about 2 hours, 40 minutes and 2 hours. We went through five floors in two different warehouses. But her big thing was checking through sprinkler systems.
Wow.
Tracing them to where they went. I mean, she really took an awful lot of time. She wrote about 2 pages on that. The other person who came down, they wanted to know how much merchandise we could put in here, how high we could stack it, where it went. There was a problem getting it out of five floors. And I had to go through and show them freight elevators. They were operating properly.
Okay.
So, I mean, I could not get... This guy honestly didn't know who he was representing. He just says, because he kept telling me that his company and Costco.
Right. He didn't know when I talked to him this morning. He didn't know either. And I said, well, you're not representing Petter's company. I said, it's someone else that you're, you know.
That's what I try to explain to him, but I didn't think it was Petter's.
Right.
And he just didn't have the dates. So when he comes, he's away for a couple of days.
That's what he said. He'll be back on Thursday. I sent him an email and copied you on it. So,
I just got it.
Okay.
That situation.
I still don't know. It sounds like Tom might possibly be going to Vegas. I can't go.
There's no possibly.
There's no what?
No possibly. He's definitely coming to Vegas.
Oh, he is. Why is that?
I got like 6 text messages last night.
Okay.
So, he's definitely coming to Vegas, and I guess Bill will be either coming with him or meeting him here.
So, yeah, I just don't know if it's going to work out for me to go.
No, forget about that. The following week or so, I'll make it out to, well, if you can make it here, terrific. But if you can't, then we'll do the same thing that we were going to do in Minneapolis. Because I honestly think we've got to go through an awful lot of records.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to be kind of tough for you to slip all that stuff with you.
Oh, there's no way I could take everything with me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, it appears that maybe Pinky Dibble with Bob, maybe tonight, and then tomorrow, we're going to hold this one up and see if we can set everything what's time.
Well, maybe the three of us can have a conference call tomorrow sometime.
It's fine with me.
You know.
I'm about to tell my cars available all day.
Okay. Okay. So I can't put this. Oh, what's that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, since I'm just thinking of these warehouses again, that if I don't get these insurance companies. If they're supposed to go out and inspect the warehouse for merchandise and there's no merchandise in there, they're okay with that.
Nobody's honest on that, but it's going against.
Nobody's what?
Nobody's arguing with any of that.
Okay. Is there ever any merchandise in the warehouses?
Oh, sure.
Okay. And you just tell them that it's been shipped.
Exactly.
Okay. Whoops, you're kind of breaking up.
I said I have no idea about dates, but it's gone right now.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what these people are looking for. I mean, several times, I thought it was different people. When the last woman came out, I thought she was coming for Gray.
Well, I know. I remember that. And here, that was actually Ark Royal.
Right. And she had no idea.
Right.
I mean, the people they're sending out aren't really briefed. The only thing they're really briefed on is electrical systems, guard systems, alarm systems, sprinkler systems, which is basically what most of them wanted to say.
Right.
They want to see the age of the building, what type of roof it has, whether there's fences up, whether there are locks there. I mean, this has been the main deal. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we can accommodate $20 million worth of stuff here. Okay.
They usually ask dollar amount?
Excuse me?
They usually ask how much you can hold in the warehouse, dollar-wise?
One or two of them have over the years. They can't tell me you can put $100 million worth of stuff in one time in a warehouse that's 80,000 square feet or 60,000 square feet.
Right.
Yeah, there are limits what you can do.
Right.
And when I was calculating it, I was figuring it for one of the more expensive, larger LCD TVs. And then just trying to get what could actually be fit in there that was reasonable that no one could argue with.
Okay.
A couple of the warehouses have stacking systems. And you can really see just what you can put in. You know, one or two of them have been cleared, and then there are others that have other merchandise. One of the good things was over in Los Angeles, when we went downstairs to the second place, there was a guy repairing TVs.
So, okay.
Oh, this was so perfect, and I said, yeah, he's our referred man. He does all, you know, three guys did. They spoke literally no English, and waved and waved back. These are the guys who do all the refurbs and fix it. If there's any problems, they go, oh, yeah, that's terrific. That's what you do. You have a broken TV or something. Hey, these guys, they can fix it. Okay, that's great. And, you know, they were quite happy with that.
Oh, good.
And that was it.
Okay.
Other than that, nothing more. Were you thinking of coming out here tonight? Tomorrow?
You know, Tom asked me to, and I just, like I said, it's not going to work for sure today, and I don't think tomorrow's going to work either.
Okay.
And plus, I have to be back for sure by Thursday, and it's just too long of a flight for, what, 24 hours?
Yeah, only if you got 24 hours.
Yeah, it's too brutal.
Yeah. So, you know what lasts in 24 hours.
Oh, I know. You'll want to stay up all night long.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to pass on that, but I'm waiting to talk to Tom, so I'll find out here shortly.
Okay, he's still there now?
He is, yeah.
Okay, so he certainly won't be getting into Las Vegas until later today.
Right.
All right.
So, All right. Well, I will.
Is anybody else coming out besides Bill, or just Bill?
Oh, is Bill going with Tom?
I think he may.
I hear him in the hallway. Is that Tom? I have Larry Reynolds on the phone.
Larry.
Tom.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. If you guys would stay out of my business, both you and Deanna. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not just joking with you. Listen, I'm going to call you in a couple hours. We're having a meeting in the other room, and I want to meet with you. And then I want to talk to you about the role that I talk to people you're going to play. That's what I want to talk to you about. And then I want to talk to some money people out there, because I'm trying to raise some money. That's the goal. I told Deanna, she... Now I'm starting to think about Las Vegas again. That's the problem, see?
Goes
if I have the meeting in Los Angeles,
she's
probably isn't going to come. Do you agree?
Excuse me?
If I have the meeting in Los Angeles, I bet you she isn't coming.
That's for sure.
She'll say, oh, I'll meet you in Minnesota.
Yeah.
But anyway, in the next hour and a half, I'll call you back, tell you when I'm coming, what I'm doing. But I've got two or three meetings with Ramey's guys to raise some money.
Oh, are they here?
No. We're having a call right now with Dane Ritchie and this Patrick and stuff, and trying to go send some people overseas to do some things. And I'm excited to see it, Larry.
All right, so these are Ramey's people?
No.
No, this has nothing to do with
that.
Yeah,
nothing
he's having a call
that.
Right now.
All right.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I'll tell you what. What I'm talking about out there is a whole different thing than what we're talking about here. I'll call you back.
Perfect.
Thank you.
What time do you think you're coming in? Hello?
Hello.
I'm not sure.
I'm on two flights right now. Sun Country doesn't fly there today. They fly there tomorrow.
Right.
So I have these meetings, the meetings that I said with Bill, with Ramey. He's coming out of the meetings in San Francisco.
Okay.
They wanted to meet in L.A. I asked them to meet in Vegas.
Okay.
Those meetings don't have anything to do with anything until tomorrow. But so I'm planning to be in a couple days. Leaving Thursday afternoon, heading back to Minnesota.
Are you going to be here by Thursday evening, 4
yeah,
o'clock?
Yeah, the aviation.
The aviation thing, right.
What's that for?
I don't know. I got the invitation. I don't have anything to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be up there on stage at 6 o'clock.
Okay, did Deanne cancel the thing with Kate?
Okay, Larry, so I'll let you know when I find out.
All right, you want to do me a favor and have Deanne cancel the reservations for me?
Yep,
there.
I will. Okay.
Right.
Thanks.
Bob, I'll see you later on this evening.
He's already left.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.